everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of me talking relative bullshit for around 10 minutes and then putting it on the internet shamelessly. I mean, it's not shameless, but there are moments of shame. I mean, overall, I think not completely hating my voice or not being scared to put it on the internet where other people can hate my voice. I think that holds a certain amount of power. I know a 15-year-old me would not have done it. If 15-year-old me happens to be listening to this, you're a bad bitch. Keep going. It's all good. Anywho, it is Monday. I am recording this the day before it's supposed to be out. I don't usually do that, but I got hit by a truck the other day, so things have been a little bit on the back burner, so to speak. But the article I'm going to be reading today, I think I wrote around a week ago, so if it's not anything like the article, that's none of my business, because I'm just going to talk. Right, so, you know, when you're, like, growing up and your parents tell you, like, the most ridiculous lies, I'm not talking about, like, Santa or the Tooth Fairy or anything like that, because they're not lies, they're real. For anybody under the age of 10 that's listening, they're real. I just feel like everybody sort of shared a certain set of lies being told to them as children, and I ashamedly sort of believed a lot of them for like a long time, and I don't know if all of them are like something everyone experienced or what, but like I'm gonna talk about it, and if anyone relates, like surely let me know, because I could just have been a really, really naive kid. Anywho, when I was in year 10, I think I was in year 10, I'm not really sure. If anyone's listening to this and was in my year 10 science class, please let me know if I'm like remembering this correctly. But I think my science teacher told us that his father told him when he was a kid that lights work, like room lights work by sucking in all the darkness in the room. I think he said from memory that he believed this lie until like his first year of university, and he spoke up and he, you know, said, I know how lights work, you know, they suck all the darkness out of the room. And everyone was like, no. And the realization that his father had lied to him about how various aspects of the universe work. He told us his dad had told him so many similar lies, but they're just completely wrong for no reason at all. But he said that's why he decided on shifting his career. So he wound up with a PhD working as an astrophysicist, who then told us he got bored, and that's why he decided to go into teaching. And I think about that possibly fictional story every day. But yeah, no, I believed in a lot of just completely ridiculous things as a kid. However, I find they are like the most amusing things to bring up in conversation, and so I present things I believed as a kid that turned out to be lies. Number one, no one told me this. This is not a lie I was told. It was just me assuming. But I assumed that so many cartoon characters were female. Like all of them. I was just like, unless you have specifically told me this cartoon character is a boy, I'm going to assume it's a girl. I clearly had a very loose grasp on gender presentation, because some of them are just so clearly wrong. despite the obvious signs that certain cartoon characters were male, I could just continually assumed otherwise. The most notable of these from memory is Charlie from Charlie and Lola. So in this show, there's a little sister, Lola, and an older brother, Charlie. And Lola's a little shit, but I think I identified with her as a kid. I can't tell you how many heated discussions I got into with my sister, who were just to find out that I was wrong, actually. While it would have made sense for me to think Lola wears dresses and hair clips, so she must be a girl, and then Charlie wears like pants and has this male best friend, must be a boy, my brain was like, no, obviously Charlie is a girl, because I knew Charlie could be a boy or a girl name. And like when my scope of perspective was Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a boy, and then Charlie from High Five, who was a girl. This Charlie in Charlie and Lola was blonde, and so was the one in High Five, and therefore a girl. Also, my older sister at the time was not very feminine at all. So I don't know, I just assumed maybe everybody's older siblings were not feminine. I don't know. I shared the same misconception about Bambi, even though, you know, in the end, Bambi grows into like this big dude guy. I was like, no, Bambi's a girl. I remember watching it for the first time, like as an adult, and I was like, hold on, this makes no sense. Tails from Sonic. I'm actually not sure that Tails is Tails a girl? I don't know. Piglet from Tigger. Tweety Bird. I found out that Tweety Bird was a boy in year six. I remember someone telling me Tweety Bird's a boy, Tanisha, and I was like, no, Tweety Bird is not a boy. It's so clearly a girl. I was so wrong. Number two. I thought that you weren't allowed to walk over double white lines when crossing the road. You know how you're not allowed to like drive over double white lines to like overtake or whatever? I thought you weren't allowed to walk over them either. I did absorb very few road rules as a child, and for some reason, not crossing double white lines seemed the most important out of all of them. Zebra crossings were fine as long as you only stepped in the black part. I also went pretty heavy on like step on the crack, break his mother's back thing, which is very strange for someone who like majoritively did not have a mother figure. but I just avoided it. I was like, no. I was a very superstitious kid, actually. I remember someone telling me once that if you put your shoes on the table, then something bad would happen. Like, it was just like bad luck. So for the longest time, I just insisted on never putting shoes on tables. It would stress me out like nothing else. Three, I do feel like we all experienced this one, but I was irrationally scared that I'd somehow fall through the openings in the water drainage things, you know, like the storm water drains. So like, there's like a metal lid and most of them have like gaps, right? I was like, somehow either my feet are gonna slip through these tiny, tiny holes or it's gonna fall in or whatever. One way or another, I would fall down these things and I didn't think like, okay, I fell down it, I'll hit the bottom, I'll like hurt myself. I thought, just you fall, you die. That's it. There's no in between. There's no explanation. I wasn't worried about getting stuck down there or hurting myself. And, you know, my brain had not yet developed the rational, consequential thought processes. I just thought, like, step, die. So I'd walk around them or I'd walk over them when I'm feeling daring. Number four. I thought you had to wash your hair twice. I remember so distinctly the first time that someone made me wash my own hair. And I was so shocked to learn that shampoo and conditioner are like separate things, because I'd been having people wash my hair for me, you know, my whole life as like this 5-year-old or whatever. And I just like, you know, shampoo and conditioner bottles look similar. And the first time I had to do it, I was like, which one do I do? Do I have to do it twice? And my nan was like, no, like, what do you mean? I just thought when someone was washing my hair that they were just putting the same thing in twice. I don't know why. I just thought that's what you did. Number five. This one's embarrassing, but I'm sure someone else can relate, surely. As recent as like August last year, because I brought it up at my best friend's birthday dinner. I thought that the dangly thing at the back of your throat were your tonsils. And people who got tonsillitis don't have that because they cut them off. Like, that's what I thought. I'm still not actually convinced that I'm wrong, but whatever. Everyone at the table told me I was wrong, so Maybe. I'm fairly certain that I didn't come up with this one on my own, though. I think there was a movie, it might have been Diary of a Wimpy Kid, where the term tonsil tennis was used to reference, like, kissing. And I was like, those are your tonsils. I don't know. Stress. Number 6. The escalator will eat you. I think everyone thought this too. I think this is a pretty common one. But I thought the escalator at the mall was going to eat me. You know, like the ones that have like stairs? I thought if I wasn't standing in the right place, that the electronic stairs would like fold down on my feet and I get stuck underneath and just get like dragged under where these escalators go. I don't even know. It was, again, like the drain thing. It didn't matter what happened afterwards. I just know I'd die. And then even with the ones that don't have stairs, I was like, if I don't jump at the end of this escalator, my feet are going to get sucked in. I think that's valid. And honestly, I'm still like cautious. I still like make sure I step over the edge of the end of it. Number 7. The light in the car is illegal. Again, I think this was an everyone thing, but I think we were all collectively lied to on this one. All of our parents must have had this collective meeting and decided to tell us that we couldn't turn the light on in the car, ever. Otherwise the police would arrest us. And then also, I thought being arrested meant like you go to jail and you never come back out. I didn't understand how anything legal works. You get arrested, they put handcuffs in on you, they take you to prison, and you never ever come out. That's just where you stay. Number 8. Sweet, sweet, sweet 16. I'm gonna blame the American teen rom-com industry for this one, but I thought on your 16th birthday, everyone receives a car as a gift, and therefore you could drive just automatically. You didn't have to learn. You got a car, you could drive. I didn't get my P's until I was 18, like well and truly 18, towards the end of that year. This seems extra ironic in this light, but when I was like 12, I promised my sister Emma that as soon as I was 16, right, we would go on a massive shopping spree. I would drive us to the mall and we'd go on a shopping spree and I'd get her Maccas. I don't know why I thought I'd turn 16 and I'd just have money and a car and could drive. But that was my exact thought process. A few weeks back, I was taking photos for a family friend and I was talking to their daughter. I don't know how old, like she's a toddler. I was saying I don't usually wear dresses. She was like, oh, did you wear a dress to your wedding? And I was like, I'm not married. And she's like, but you have a car. And I wish that didn't make sense to me, but like completely valid thought process, I think. I didn't explain it to her because I was like, you know what? I respect your enthusiasm. Number 9, fairies exist, but mermaids absolutely do not. I believed in fairies for what seems to me like an obnoxiously long amount of time, like way longer than I should have, and I never shut up about it. I figured out the tooth fairy and all those pretty fast, so she didn't count, but like in my head the Easter bunny was like human sized and so was the tooth fairy. So I mean, like, I pictured fairies to be like the length of my thumb. I watched Peter Pan way too many times, and there's a part in Peter Pan where Tinkerbell said every time someone says they don't believe in fairies, a fairy dies, and then you have to clap to bring them back to life. It's the only way. And I took that so seriously. Every time I talked about fairies and somebody said, oh, fairies aren't real, I was like, oh, you just killed a fairy. But no, I thought they existed and they resided in my backyard and they controlled when the seasons come and go. So that sort of solidified autumn as my favorite season very early on, because I was like, the fairies are going around and they're changing the colors of the leaves. And I thought that was just stunning and amazing. I was so upset to learn how leaves actually change. And I was like, no, okay, I hear your science and I raise you magic. I never like saw them But I insisted that they were real, and I built tiny fairy hotels out of like whatever I could find. And I'd go out with my little brother and we'd be like, oh, that definitely moved. So there's definitely fairies. Fairies have been here. However, I do remember swearing black and blue that I had seen a fairy while sitting in a peach tree on a farm, I think in Campbelltown. In hindsight, it may have been a wasp, and I think I knew it was a wasp at the time, but like my sister told me, no, you did not see a fairy, and I was not giving in on that. Alongside this unwavering assurance that fairies were definitely real, I staunchingly disagreed with even the merest possibility that mermaids could exist. Tiny magic people who look after bugs and plants, obviously real. Human fish hybrids, no. No, 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 no. Okay, final lie, I believed. Number 10, the magic touch. Okay, when I was 9, I used to walk home from school with my sister and our Uncle Johnny. You know, like those people that are friends with your parents or your grandparents who you're not actually related to, but their uncle, whoever. Yeah, Johnny was one of those. Super cool guy. Used to buy some milkshakes and shit. It was great. But we'd walk, every time we'd have to come across this pedestrian crossing, and he'd ask me to push the button so that the light would go green, and he claimed it would only work if I were the one to press it. I genuinely believed this to be true at the time, believed. It's a real shame that this power did not grow with me, because now the only traffic anomaly I experience is that nearly every time I go through a red light, it turns orange halfway through. And then I think, oh my God, am I gonna get arrested because I just went through an orange light? But to be fair, the orange light went through me, much like the truck did, but I will get to that another time. I think the pinnacle part of that story that I only remembered the other day is that Uncle Johnny told me when to press the button. Very upsetting. I've always been like so fascinated when people know timings of things. Like there's always like that one guy in school that like knows when the bell's gonna ring and he'll like can't count it down, and for the life of me I can't figure out how they do it, but they do it, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. I have such a loose grasp of time. Somebody will like guess what the time is and it'll be the right time, and I'll be like, oh my God, that's insane. Thank you for listening. Follow, like, do whatever's applicable for whatever platform you're on, as usual. I love comments, I love feedback, so if you've got any, give it. If you have any thoughts at all, let me know, because I'm running out of brain cells, and if you want to lend me some, I would be so up for that. But yeah, tune in next time for probably my dramatic retelling of my getting hit by a truck. Until then, thank you for being here. Have a good time. Goodbye.